The following program is brought to you by friends and partners of End Time Headlines.
All right, good afternoon, everyone. This is End Time Headlines. I'm Ricky Scapparo, the founder, the pastor, and the voice of End Time Headlines. And we want to welcome you on this Tuesday afternoon to a special prophetic viewpoint segment. And if you're new to the broadcast, and you're going to be joining us, please let us know that you are new or this is your first time joining us. Let us know where you're joining us from in the comment section below. We'd love to hear from you as well. And we're going to get right into this thing. The title of this message is called Brace Yourself, America. And I base this title off of a recent series of dreams in which a pastor has shared, and this thing has gone viral. We shared this on endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. We shared the video there along with the article that was linked to it, in which a pastor by the name of Dana Culverstone. Many of you guys have probably already seen this video. If you've not, I want to encourage you to go to our main website, endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. As soon as you get on the website, whether it's via by your mobile or desktop, it's going to be our main title or our lead story, lead message. It's going to be our top story right up there. So you just click on that. The YouTube video's in there. I want to encourage you to get in there. So we're going to talk about this dream. I'm going to kind of summarize what this pastor saw. I'm going to give you a little bit of my own insight or viewpoint on this. And let's just get into this thing. Again, we appreciate everybody jumping on here today. And we got some announcements at the end of this video as well. And I want to apologize that we don't have a lot of the visuals that we had. Because again, we are still in the transition of moving from Indiana to Georgia. And that's why we're just old schooling it with the mobile phone here. And we don't have our mic, so it's not as good as sound. And we don't have the visual effects and stuff. But I'm sure most of you understand that. So now, back in December, a pastor had a series of dreams, but in December he had the first dream, and I want to share this with you, and I'm just going to read what he says here. Quote, I can confirm the first part of what I'm about to tell you because I told some men at a prayer group back in December, and he says December, the second or third week of December, he began he elaborated on a dream. Again, this was in private. And then he shared the other two dreams just recently. And I'm going to talk about all them, but let me go back to this. He went on to say that, quote, I believe, number one, that these dreams are prophetic. I agree. I 100% agree. And I believe that these dreams that this man of God had are absolutely prophetic. The first one that I had has come explicitly true based on the events of March to June, the month in which we are living. So I'm not going to obviously read everything word by word. So I'm going to tell you what he saw back in December. He says, back in December, quote, I woke up and I had a dream. And in that dream, I saw a calendar. And it started in January of 2020. It was, he goes on and says the quote, and the calendar was being flipped. I saw January, I saw February, and I saw March. And when the month of March came up, there was a hand that held it, and I saw the thing of a finger underlined. So he saw this hand, he believes it was the hand of the Lord. And this hand, this finger underlined the month of March and then tapped it on the calendar, the month of March, tapped it three times. That's very significant. And then he goes on and says, he says a vision, but then he says a dream. So we're going to go with the dream because he had three. He goes on and says that it was three dreams. And then in the dream, I saw people marching. Now keep in mind, this was in December. Okay. In this dream in December, I saw people marching, I saw protests, I saw people wearing masks, I saw lines going into hospitals, and I saw typical medical doctors with needles or syringes. Quote, I saw people on ventilators, and I saw people who were very, very sick, very ill. I saw newspaper headlines trumpeting thousands of people getting sick. I saw ambulances just flying down roads, and then I saw cities on fire. Cities, plural tense. I saw buildings being burned. I saw protesters wearing masks. I saw people who had their fists in the air, people who were yelling and screaming, angry at just at the world. Interesting. I saw courthouses. I saw state houses surrounded. I saw people who were mad at the world. I saw guns, shotguns specifically put in the air. And he says held like this. So he was like this, holding above his head. I saw barriers within cities. Quote, and then he goes on and says that I told several men in my church about this. And again, this was in December. And I can now confirm to you who those men were. And they will all confirm to you what I'm telling you is the truth. Quote, I saw absolute chaos. And the other thing I saw was vultures flying over large cities. Now, this, I'm going to stop here and kind of interject. You're going to hear me stop. When I say, when I'm giving you what he said, I'll tell you, quote, I quote. But this is not a quote from him. I'm just giving you a little bit of my own viewpoint here. The pastor saw vultures flying over large cities. Now, this could be literal, and it could also, vultures, when you go to the Bible, it talks about unclean birds. It talks about, in the book of Revelation, it talks about there's a city. It talks about Babylon is a cage of every unclean bird. But vultures are considered to be scavengers. Buzzards, vultures, they're considered to be unclean scavengers. And then you go in the New Testament, birds can represent evil spirits. You can find that in the parable of the sower and the seed. So birds can absolutely represent evil spirits. So I believe, now what's interesting about this, in New York City, in the month of March, April, it may have even been into the month of May, there was even reports, if I don't know if you guys saw this, but there was reports of vultures or buzzards that was flying over in New York City, flying over places where these hospitals and where they were trying to put so many bodies into these freezer trucks out into the cities. So again, this can be literal. And this can also be spiritual, because we know there's great demonic activity right now. We've talked about this. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against against principalities and powers and spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. So again, the fact that he saw buzzards flying over large cities or vultures, I believe this absolutely could be twofold. It can represent real vultures, but it can also represent demonic powers. Now, I'll explain to you why I believe that more in detail in just a second when we get into more of his dream. Now, I'm going to go back to his dream. Quote, not just the ones that were burning, but I saw those was flying over the cities, and I saw smoke rising, and I saw people fearful. I saw people terrified. I saw people inside their homes. I saw people looking out their windows, and the windows were crimson with guns in their hands because of absolute fear. Then I heard the words, quote, now this is where I got the title for this message today. And then I heard the words, brace yourself, brace yourself. And then he goes on and says, so since December, I have been hearing these words, brace yourself, brace yourself. And I feel like we all need to say this right now. So just, I want you to repeat this after me. Brace yourself, brace yourself. Why? Because guys, listen, even if we was to take this pastor's dreams and we were to lay it aside, and this was not the point of topic today. This was not the center of focus of conversation today. Even if we were to take this out of the equation, I believe this phrase, warning, brace yourself, is still relevant to what's going on. I mean, do I need to elaborate on what kind of year 2020 has been since the 1st of January, since there was wars and rumors of wars and nation rising against nation and kingdom against kingdom, since there was a massive corona, since this outbreak of this coronavirus, there was earthquakes, there's been famines, there's been pestilence, there's been plagues. I mean, it's just one thing after another, after another, after another. We're in just the first 6 months, and now we're about ready to embark into the next 6 months of the rest of 2020. So again, even if you were to remove this dream, or dreams rather, from the equation, this message is still relevant, and it's still brace yourself, brace yourself. All right, so then he goes on, January and February came. It didn't seem too much. And I reminded the men of the dream. And then in March, COVID-19 struck and things started shutting down. Churches were shut down. Businesses were shut down. The economy began to shut down. Then we began to see the protests starting in March. In May, in Minneapolis, and things began to go on. So where we are at the end of the primary election here in Kentucky, now there's talk of more shutdowns, and that's absolutely true, because you can go on every major news outlet, network, source, and you're going to see mainstream media. They are now talking about shutting down the country again. In fact, major cities in the north, the governors are already retracting. They're already reverting back. They're already... Miami, Florida is now, you could be charged a fine if you're caught on the beach without a mask on. Some cities are shutting back down. Some locations are shutting back down. I don't want to get to that. Well, there's something else that's happening right now that we're going to talk about at the end of this, that this pastor saw before it even started happening and began to make headlines here that we're going to talk about too. So, he said, quote, "I just heard the governor talk about schools opening back up and things of that nature. The things that I saw in a dream, vision," he says a dream or vision. He even tells you, the man is very humble. That's one thing I really appreciate about this pastor. He says, whether it be a dream or whether it be a vision, I don't know. But he goes on and says, "These things are the same things that I watched in the news almost every day since March through June. All of this time, I kept hearing, brace yourself, brace yourself." And then he goes on and says, "I spent a lot of time in prayer, in the word. I'm a pastor." And he says, and I don't want to read all this, but he goes on and he says, Monday night, now this was recently, I believe this was last Monday, and I could be stand to be correct. I don't have the exact date on this, but this was at least within the last 2 weeks. The pastor had another dream. I quote, "It woke me from my bed. I made notes about it. I shot some video of myself, and we've got that video on YouTube, by the way, again, on End Time Headlines. You go on YouTube, it's on there. Facebook, it's on there. Just so I would make sure to remember. Here's what I saw. Quote, I saw a calendar." Now notice that he sees the same thing again. This is why I know that this is from the Lord. There's no way, if this guy had one dream and he saw a calendar and he saw all this stuff, we could mark it off. Well, maybe it was God. Maybe it was a pizza dream. Maybe it was just whatever. But the fact that now he has a second dream, and the second dream absolutely correlates and it dovetails right off of the first dream. I saw a calendar, and as I was watching this, the calendar was up. So he saw a calendar on the wall, and a figure appeared to me. It was it represented, and he even says it was a representation of God, the Holy Spirit, something pure, something righteous, something true, something holy, because there was nothing sinister about it, nothing evil. But I heard a voice say, part two, part two. I saw, now remember, he saw January, February, March, April, May, and then he says, quote, I saw June go, here we go, turning. I saw July turn. I saw August turn. And then I saw September. Somebody say September. Look, I'm marking all this down. We should do that. Why? I'll explain in just a minute. When he got to the months of September, he said, I saw the finger underneath the word September. And again, the finger emphasized this month and it tapped three times. One, two, three. Again, exact same as he saw in December in that first dream. Then I saw October come up, and then I saw November. Somebody say November. You need to take a calendar, take a journal, get your iPhone out, your tablet, circle September, circle November. Why? Because we need to be in a much prayer about this. When I came to this, he said, I woke up and my heart rate was going at 180. So he said that was on Monday night, and I woke up not feeling very well at all, and I was up during the night not feeling well. Now he elaborates on what he saw in November. The minute the finger underlined November on the calendar three times instead of tapping it, this time he said, I saw a fist ball up and strike the calendar on the month of November. Let's not beat around the bush. We all know what's coming up in the month of November this year. Okay, so we don't need to skirt around it. We don't need to veil words. We know what's going on here. And literally, he said, when the fist hit the calendar exploded on the wall. The numbers seemed like they were 3D and they were falling everywhere. Quote, listen what he describes here. There was a cloud of chaos that started. The next thing I saw was I saw armed protesters. I saw fighting in the streets. I saw people pummeling one another. I saw businesses shuttered and shut down. I saw schools close. Now remember, they started opening, but then he says in November, when he saw this in November, whatever this is, whatever happens, things begin to shut down with authority, with great force. Schools begin to shut. I saw schoolrooms with cobwebs hanging in them and like things, like papers falling off the wall and posters. Now, this leads me to believe that whatever happens in September, because again, a cobweb is something, it doesn't form, it speaks to me longevity. It's something that takes time to produce it. So I believe whatever happens in September is going to lead up to November with him seeing the cobwebs on the skull. So is it going to be another second wave of this coronavirus? Are they going to shut down the schools completely? Are we going to shut down the economy again? And to the point where he goes on to say again, where he said that, I saw schoolrooms with cobwebs hanging in them and things like papers falling off the wall and posters like no one had been in them for months. Again, that's why I don't believe whatever this is here that he's seeing, I don't believe that happens in November. I believe this could be what he saw in September. Now, I will say, let me finish this because I don't want to go back and forth. We're going to read this and I'm going to give you my viewpoint. Very interesting here. I saw bank buildings with the roof being taken off. And again, this was when? In November. It looked almost, and this is what he described. He said it looked almost like an alien abduction because money was flying through the roof into some type of like vacuum cleaner. It sounds kind of strange, but I was watching wealth just being taken. I saw politicians in back rooms making deals with people, putting people on the back, patting people on the back and laughing and smiling and smirking. I saw monuments. I saw Washington, D.C. burning. I saw Washington, D.C. blazing. I saw fires everywhere. Oh boy, when I elaborate on this, I think I'm going to pull a lot of puzzle pieces and put things back together and why we need to pray. I saw people being rounded up. Now this really got my attention. Quote, I saw Chinese and Russian soldiers on the ground. The Russian soldiers would tell the Chinese soldiers to go, quote, pick up these people, secure this quadrant, secure this area. I saw blue helmets of the UN. I saw military things taking place. I also saw, now this is disturbing. Listen to this, quote, I also saw no sign of President Trump, and I saw no sign of leadership in Washington, D.C. The vultures that I had seen had now turned to what looked like gargoyles. They were 10 feet off the ground, 10 to 15 feet off the ground. They were attacking people mercifully. I saw people hiding in their homes and garages. I saw churches being burned. I saw homes being burned. I saw absolute chaos. The first punch of the November of 2020 is what got my attention. And then I heard the words again. Here it is. Brace yourself, brace yourself, brace yourself. And he goes on, he says, he elaborates it. He doesn't claim to be a prophet. He just knows when he hears from God. And he says, listen to this, quote, the things that I'm saying, I don't say to scare people, but I say them to warn people that there are some pretty sinister things going down the pike, and not just for the lost, but for God's people as well. Now, let me give you his last dream, and then we're going to elaborate and give you my viewpoint, and we'll close this thing up today. In the next dream that I have, this is three dreams, right? The one in December, the one a couple weeks ago about what he saw in November, and then he has this final dream. In this dream, we just had a yard sale to help fund our team going to Ecuador next year. We had a yard sale, and I had asked our secretary to get some change for that yard sale. So in the dream, I walk into the bank to get some change on the door, and it says there's no change available. Now, I want to point out here that this dream happened. He had this dream a couple weeks ago, or at least a week ago. So this wasn't last night. This wasn't today. This was beforehand. Somebody say beforehand. And I'll explain why in just a second. He said he went into the bank. I walk into the bank to get some change, and on the door, it says there's no change available. I saw the sign, and it registered in my mind. I walked on in, and the president of the local bank was at the teller station. She was taking care of business. And I said, quote, I need to get $10 in quarters for a yard sale. And she said, I'm sorry, but the U.S. Mint is no longer making currency or making change, like pennies, nickels, dimes, quarters, half dollars. We're not doing that anymore, end quote. And then he goes on in the dream and he says, quote, well, what do you mean? And she said, quote, they stopped doing it. And I said, well, how am I going to be able to charge $1.50 for anything? Listen to what the woman said in the dream. Quote, she said, prepare for hyperinflation and just charge $2. And then she said to me in the dream, quote, oh, by the way, $1 and $5 bills will follow soon after that. And then I heard those words, brace yourself, brace yourself, brace yourself. Now, there's so much in these series of dreams. First of all, let me say this. In the book of Genesis, when Potiphar had a series of dreams, when Pharaoh had a series of dreams and Joseph interpreted these dreams. Remember, he had the dream of seven fat cows and seven skinny cows and seven healthy stalks of wheat and then seven skinny famine stalks of wheat. And Joseph, what he told him was profound. He told him the dreams, plural tense, because he had two of them. He said the dreams are one and the same. And because these things happen so because they happen simultaneous or back to back. He said the dreams are one, meaning that they are established by the Lord and they shall shortly come to pass. So that's why I believe this is from the Lord, because all three of these dreams do not contradict one another. They were all together in a short space of time, and they all had a unified message behind it, and it was to prepare, to warn, and to brace yourself. Remember, that was the core message of this. Now I'm going to break this down. Okay? Obviously, the first dream is can be self-interpretation. It interprets itself. Everything that the pastor saw in December has already played out. From December to the month of June has already happened. It's already been unfolding. The mass, the virus, the protesting, the burning down of buildings and the burning down of cities. That has already been fulfilled. Now, remember, he said, I saw in the second dream a hand lifting up the count, flipping the pages, June, July, August. And then he gets to September, and he says in September, the hand tapped, one, two, three. And I don't fully know what the three taps mean. Does it mean three major events? Does it mean 3 months, September, October, November, between each one of these events? I don't know. We can only elaborate. But nevertheless, it's interesting that there was a hand that tapped three times. Then when we get to November, the same hand balls up into a fist and strikes. And then in November, what takes place is far on a greater scale of calamity and disaster than the three taps of the hand. So could it mean that this is the hand of God playing out? Now, for all the hyper grace folks on here that doesn't believe that God brings judgment, he doesn't bring correction, and he doesn't, you know, do any of that, then they're going to have a very tough time following along with that. But again, I can show you in the scriptures where when a nation does not repent and a nation turns from God and a nation does things like support and advocate the shedding of innocent blood and abominations. By the way, Supreme Court Justice John Roberts, we just saw this on the news. This was the guy that Trump put in the Supreme Court because he thought he was going to be a conservative. He thought he was going to uphold the rights of the unborn. He thought he was going to fight for that. But we see there was a turn of events. There was a turn. And now, and Chief Justice John Roberts sided with the liberals, and this was a very shocking event. So things are being, and it's interesting, things are being flipped upside down. Things are being turned upside down right now throughout the nation, throughout the world. So I want to elaborate a little bit. Remember, he said, I saw vultures over cities. And I told you, I believe that this represents evil spirits. Now, it's interesting that when he gets to November, and let me stop right here. I want to say this because I don't want to miss anything. I don't want to leave any, no stone unturned. I believe if these dreams or visions, if these things come to pass, and I do believe, and I want to say this, and I'll say this again in a minute, I believe that prayer and intercession can delay or it can stop events like this from happening. I want to say that again. Through the prayers and intercession of the saints and the church, these events can be either A, stopped completely, or they can be delayed. Now, there is scripture for that. If my people that are called by my name shall humble themselves in prayer and turn from their sins and wicked ways, then shall I hear from heaven, then shall I heal their land. So again, the healing is in conjunction with an action that has to take place through repentance, through prayer, through intercession, and through turning back to God. A nation can be turned around. God's sovereignty. God is merciful. God is quick to forgive. He's slow to anger and quick to mercy. And we are not, now I know this messes people up, but again, I'm one to believe that we are not in the tribulation. Listen, we're not going to be in the tribulation going out and having some sundaes and some ice cream and having a nice dinner and playing some baseball, watching some sports, playing around on TikTok, playing around on Facebook or YouTube or doing Instagram videos. That is, if you think that's going to be happening in tribulation, guys, you're not reading the same book I am. We are in the birth pangs of the Messiah. We're not in the tribulation. We are heading that way. Things are getting bad. We are setting the stage for these events. So it's interesting. So I do believe if things continue to go the way they are, and if God's people do not get serious about prayer, do not get serious about intercession and repentance and turning back to Him, then I do believe that what this pastor saw in September. Now, whether or not that's going to be three major events, I don't know what that means. Or if it's going to be an event that's going to happen in September and it's going to go on for 3 months. But something's going to happen based on this dream, if this comes to pass, based on the dream. And I'm not telling you anything this pastor didn't say, because this pastor in this video, he said, mark it down, write it down. He said, if nothing happens, he said, you can call me a wacko, you can call me crazy. Now, I think he was a little hard on himself, to be honest with you, because if you're listening to this, if somehow you watch this video, somebody sends it to you, don't beat yourself over that and say that kind of stuff. Because again, if God's people pray and God's people intercede, then these things can be delayed, they can be halted, they can be stopped. Just because one has a dream or a vision of a calamity or a disaster doesn't mean it's necessarily going to happen. Or could it happen? Yes, but it doesn't mean it has to happen. It's a warning. Brace yourself. Brace yourself. Prepare yourself. All right? So, but it's interesting that something has to happen in September. And as a result of this, I don't know what that is. Whether it's the virus, the coronavirus, Dr. Anthony Fauci, I know you either love the guy or you hate the guy, but nevertheless, he came out today and he's now saying that we're going to have 100,000 cases a day of coronavirus. And if this thing begins to explode, one article said that it's unstoppable. One article said that we're entering into dangerous territory. So if this thing just explodes, I'm just hypothetically saying this, okay? I don't know. I'm just throwing some scenarios out. If this thing explodes, it gets out of hand, and it gets to a point where they begin to shut everything down again, this would fulfill what he saw when he gets to November, where there's schools with cobwebs. And he even says in the dream, or in the interpretation of his dream, that it had been shut down for a long time. Could that be the three taps? Tap, 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 or 3 months, September, October, November. 3 months. But now when it gets to November, notice when he shifts and he gets to the third dream, or the second dream, and he gets to November, it goes from three taps to a ball, a fist, and a balled up fist, and it strikes the counter, meaning it's a heavy blow. And when this happens, the vultures that he saw shifts to gargoyles. Again, that, my friend, is more credence to why I believe that is demonic activity. Because all hell is breaking loose in November. If we would take this dream out of the equation, come on, anybody that has ears to hear, can hear what the Spirit is saying, you have any discernment about you, you have any understanding, you have any knowledge, you read the news, watch the news, you keep up with the times and season which we're in. We are in an election cycle, and if you don't think there's going to be a heavy outpouring of demonic activity during an election cycle, then you have been living under a rock, you've been in a cave, and you have no discernment about you. Every single election cycle, it's like the gates of hell are open, and it seems like all kinds of stuff happen. We're talking about protests, chaos, plagues, famines, disasters, extraordinary weather phenomenons. It goes on and on and on. Why? Because again, remember the Bible says the enemy knows his time is short. So he tries to bring about great wrath, because I'm going to say this again, and I've said this before. When men in power, when kings over kingdoms sign laws into place, it shifts the atmosphere. And what they sign into place, the decrees that they sign into place will determine what kind of angelic or demonic activity will take place in the land. Go to the book of Daniel. When the Medes and the Persians begin to sign their laws into place, and when they sign these laws into place, you saw what happened. Great persecution broke out against the church to the point where Daniel was forbidden to pray to his God. So if you think there's nothing on the line and the election's coming up in 2020 and you think this is just all hoopla and it's nothing to be concerned about and we're blowing this out of proportion, friends, wake up. Brace yourself. Brace yourself. So it's interesting that the demonic activity shifts from what he saw as vultures to gargoyles. And notice he says in here that these gargoyles were attacking people in the streets. Remember, what did Ephesians 6 say? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against what? Principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. Who do you think are the puppet masters that are pulling the strings of all these of all this chaos and perplexity among the nations? It's Satan. He is pulling the strings. He's pulling about lawlessness. Thessalonians says that lawlessness will abound, and the love of many will wax cold. Brother will turn against brother, and sister against sister, and mother against daughter, and daughter against mother. Why? Perilous times, troubling, distressful times will take place in the end times. Listen to this. Then he says, I want to read this. He said, I saw fires breaking out all over in the streets. Again, this absolutely correlates with what Pastor David Wilkerson saw. Pastor David Wilkerson saw before he died, he said, I saw 1,000 fires burning in the streets of New York. And he said, not just New York, but he said, outside of New York, in major cities of America, I saw major fires breaking out. So again, I thought that was interesting that that coincides with that as well. Then he gets to the third dream. And in the third dream, he goes to a bank to get change, and they say, quote, again, remember this. Oh, hold on. Let me stop, because I missed out a big part here I want to talk about. All right. He saw banks with their roofs torn off and money just flying out of the roof. Well, guys, we already know what this is. If something happens, obviously, in this dream, he saw this happening to banks. He saw D.C. burning. He saw a foreign invasion of troops, even the U.N., and he saw that Trump was nowhere in sight. Guys, if anything remotely close to this actually manifest or comes to fruition, then we are talking about full-blown martial law. We're talking about there would not be no election. We're talking... That would be the case of why would UN troops be on our soil? Okay? And then the building, the banks and the roofs being torn off and money being taken out. This is a run on banks. I believe the third dream absolutely hinges on the second dream, and that's where I want to go here. He said that when he went in this third dream, he went to get change, and the teller says that U.S. Mint is no longer making currency or making change. Now, again, he had this dream before you guys read some headlines that we posted yesterday and today. In case you didn't hear about this, there is a national shortage of mint and coins. And this is why many retail centers, grocery chains, gas stations are signs up. I apologize if I had all my equipment, everything up. I could show you an actual picture of one of the signs that came up in the store where they're saying, we apologize for the inconvenience, but we cannot accept cash. And they're only accepting cards because, again, there is a national shortage of money or change or physical money because of the coronavirus. Now, isn't that interesting? That, if you don't think that's interesting, guys, then, again, you need to wake up. Because according to this man's dream, this woman told him that she said, prepare for hyperinflation and just charge $2. And then she went on to say, and by the way, $1 and $5 bills will follow soon after that. And he said, again, he heard it. And I'm going to leave you with this. And he heard the words, brace yourself, brace yourself, brace yourself. So I've seen people commenting here on Facebook. What do we do? How do we prepare? Well, guys, again, we're already seeing the first dream has already come to fruition. So that means we've got July, we've got August, and you've got September to prepare. I'm sitting here telling you today, and I believe if this pastor was here with me today, I would love to have him on the show. If I could get my equipment up here soon, I would love to have him on as a guest, put him on and have him share the dream word for word. And I would love to just talk to him and do a segment with him and pray with him about this. But I don't believe he fully knows what's coming in September. The Bible even says we see in part and we know in part. What do? We pray in part. We pray to these things. We intercede for these things. We stand in a gap for these things. We come together as a church of these things. But notice it kept saying, brace yourself, brace yourself, brace yourself. So we have July, August, September. So we have 3 months to prepare. So we know that if, let's just say hypothetically, these things are going to take place. They're going to begin to shut down things again. There's going to be run on money. There's going to be, again, this is all hypothetical. I'm not saying it is, so don't put words in my mouth. I'm just saying based on this man's dream, if you were to put stock in this dream, then you should be prepared accordingly. Prepare in the natural, prepare in the spiritual, prepare your family. Do everything you need to do to be prepared. And you can't get any more detailed than this dream. It's, again, if these things are coming to pass, if these things are going, and there's nothing we can do about it, and the sovereignty of God has already been made up, His mind has been made up, and we're not going to change the mind of God, which I don't believe that. I can show you where God was about to wipe out the children of Israel, and Moses stood in the gap. He pleaded with God, and he says, if you're going to wipe them out, wipe me out too. And the Bible says that he made God repent, and God relented, or he changed his mind of what he had purposed, and he spared them. Look at Jonah. Look at the story of Jonah. Look at the disaster that was already determined to take place at Nineveh. God was going to wipe out Nineveh. And he sent Jonah, one man, to come to the shores of Nineveh and proclaim to them repentance and proclaim to them to fast and proclaim to them to turn from their sin and their wicked ways and turn back to the living God. And as a result of him coming and proclaiming that, the Bible says that everyone from the king down repented in sackcloth and ashes, turned back to the Lord, and God relented of what he had determined to do. And he did not bring judgment. Even Sodom and Gomorrah, God said, if I could find 10 righteous, I would have spared the city. Friends, I believe that we serve a God that is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if he was willing to spare Nineveh, and he was willing to spare Sodom and Gomorrah, he was willing to spare the children of Israel, I believe that it's in the heart of God not to see these things come to pass. But on the flip side of things, to give you the whole counsel of God, when you read Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28, he says, if a nation gets to a point where they reject God, turn from God, and begin to turn to other gods, turn to idols, reject him completely. He says, I have no choice but to lift my hand of favor and allow calamities, allow judgments and disasters. I know this is not a popular message. It never is. But I'm giving you the full counsel of the truth. Now, I want to give you, guys, let's pray real quick. And before I do that, I want to give you some information on our ministry, where to find us, where to follow us, how to keep up with us. And then we're going to pray, okay? You guys on YouTube will see all this. You guys on Facebook Live, there is a description under the link right there. That's going to have all your information. Follow us at endtimeheadlines.org, endtimeheadlines.com. That's going to be our main website. Please go there. Click on the link. You're going to see a place where you can subscribe. You'll get one daily digest in your inbox every single day. You guys on YouTube, you guys listening by podcast, you can go there and you can find that information. Listen, we have a free app. If you're new to the broadcast, maybe on podcast or maybe on YouTube or on Facebook Live, there's the links right there under Facebook Live. You guys on YouTube, just go to the Apple Store, Android Store. Just type in End Time Headlines. You're going to see our official ETH logo. You can download our free app. It's there free for you. Once you get that app, you can keep up with all of our news and headlines from a prophetic perspective. You're going to see at the bottom, you're going to see a place where you can click on and listen to our podcast. By the way, they're free as well. They're on Spotify and on Apple. You're going to see a place where you can watch our YouTube messages like this one. And all that information, you can keep up with all that. You can get push notifications, get breaking news alerts sent to you there. We're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on YouTube, we're on Instagram, and now I'm excited to announce that we are on a new social media network that's exploding right now called Parler. We're simple to find. If you just type in End Time Headlines, there is not an S after End Times. It's not End Times. It's a lot of people make this mistake. It's N-E-N-D T-I-M-E, headlines, End Time Headlines. That's going to be our username. Just click that, type that in at the top. You're going to see us, follow us, subscribe to us right there on Parler, and you'll be able to keep up, because we want to be where the people are. We want to cast our net where the fish are and keep reeling in souls for the kingdom of heaven. Guys, if you enjoy this message, these updates, this information, it's a blessing to you. It's a words of encouragement. It's a source of blessing. And you would like to support, perhaps you'd like to be a supporter of this ministry, a one-time gift, or maybe you prayed about becoming a partner, or you would like to pray about becoming a partner, a monthly partner to this ministry. You can do that again by simply going to our app at the bottom, all the way to the right on the bottom. You're going to see a place where it says donate. Click on that, and it's going to give an option to click on to give electronically. You can give electronically, or you can give by check or money order. We do have a brand new mailing address. Now, I don't have that in front of me, and I don't have it memorized. So you guys on YouTube will see that. You guys listen about Facebook. Again, when you go to the website and you go to click on that, you're going to see that it's updated. So that's how you can give by check or money order. So we appreciate you guys, your support to this ministry, and your faithfulness to pray for us and help us maintain strong in the year 2020. So we love you guys, and we thank you for that. Now, I want to take just a moment, guys, not a long time, but I want to pray, and we want to intercede. Let's first of all pray. I want to pray for this pastor, because I know, guys, when you release it, I know it took a lot of courage to release that word, and it's not popular, and I know it took a lot of courage to release a word like that, a warning. So I already understand. I know from doing what I do, the flack that this man's going to get, the emails, the bashing. Mainstream media will probably take up on that and do whatever they're going to do with it. So let's pray for this pastor. Father, we lift up this pastor to you, and we ask that you'd surround him and protect him. Lord, just like you did the prophets of old, like Jeremiah, Isaiah, and those that gave a word of warning in season. Lord, they delivered the word unadulterated, unfiltered. Lord, And without the fear, they did this without the fear of repercussion because they knew that the weightiness of that word, Lord, outweighed the fear of man. And I'm asking that you'd bless this pastor. Bless him for stepping out, encourage, stepping out and doing what he did. And we surround him with support. We surround him with intercession. We ask that you would release heavenly angels to protect him, guard him, keep his church, keep his ministry, keep his family, protect him. We know that hell would not want him to deliver this warning. And we ask that, Father, that Lord, in the name of Jesus, we declare that no weapon formed and forged against his pastor shall prosper. And Lord, I pray the same for our ministry, for End Time Headlines, and for this ministry as well, as a one watchman to another watchman. Lord, I pray that you protect your people, protect your watchmen, protect those mouthpieces, protect, Lord, those individuals that are broadcasting, sounding the alarm in this hour. And Father, now we shift gears and we pray for our nation. Lord, we are in what the Bible calls perilous times. And I'm asking, Father, that you would sustain us during this time. Lord, I'm reminded of the children of Israel when they were in perilous times, when there was disasters happening, there was judgments falling. But Lord, you brought them through that time. You brought them through there, and there was not one feeble one among them. There was not one that lacked. But God, not a hair on their head was lost. You brought them through that trial, brought them through that turmoil and those tumultuous times. And Lord, I believe you're the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You have a remnant that are watching, that are listening today. And Lord, they fear you, oh God. They're crying out, oh God. And they are in unity with their brothers and sisters, calling for repentance to come to America, calling for healing to sweep the land, calling for revival one more time, God. Let there be one more move of God, Lord, to sweep this nation. Lord, let your great net be cast over this nation. Bring in the souls, God. And Lord, we're not to be ignorant of the times in which we're in. And Father, I pray that you would help us prepare. Lord, every individual, every man and every woman of God that's listening and watching this broadcast, let us prepare accordingly to the grace in which you've bestowed upon us to do what you've called us to do. If we're to prepare financially, let us do it. If you've called us to move, if we're called to move from one location to another, let us be obedient. Let us do what you've called us to do, because you said obedience is greater than sacrifice. And Father, we just plead, I plead the precious blood of Jesus over every listener, over every viewer under the sound of my voice today. And I thank you, Father, for you are faithful, God, who keep your promises to 1,000 generations. And Lord, we thank you for your mighty word today. We thank you for your warning today. We receive this word today. We heed this word today. And we apply this word today in our hearts and in our lives. And it's in the mighty name of Jesus we pray. Amen and amen. All right, guys. Again, thank you for taking the time out this Tuesday afternoon to be a part of this broadcast. Please share this, tag this to some individuals. Let pastor know that we are praying for him. Maybe you're a part of his flock and you're on here, or you know him, you're a personal friend of his. Let him know that Brother Ricky of End Time Headlines is praying for him. And we just wanted to get the word out that he is trying. We're just going to just partner with him to get that word of warning out and prepare and tell people to brace themselves and brace themselves for what is ahead. We are going to be tomorrow. We will not be on here tomorrow, but we will probably likely be back on Thursday or Friday. And we're not going to do a prophetic word, at least not in times, rather. But I want to give you a personal word that I myself and my family are walking out. And I just know how God works. And many times, whatever I'm walking through as a leader, many of you guys are walking through simultaneously. So I want to share a word that the Lord gave me personally. And man, I have been contending for this word. I've been walking out this word. It's been good. There's been ups and downs, but there is a blessing on this word and this devotional word. And I want to share that with you on either this Thursday or Friday. and you guys on Facebook and even on Parler, we'll give you a heads up when we're about to go live. Like if it's in the morning, I'll let you know if we're going to do it that evening so you guys can get a heads up and be notified. If you're on Facebook Live, make sure you subscribe to notifications so you get these live reports when they come on. And of course, go to YouTube. You'll find our channel there, End Time Headlines. Or you can look up my name, Ricky Scaparo, and that's S-C-A-P-A-R-O. Both of them are going to lead you to our YouTube channel. And of course, find our podcast as well. You can listen to that while you're driving down the road or doing whatever you're doing as well. So guys, we're signing off for today. God bless you. We'll see you later.